It's that time. We about to get busy. Oh, you're gonna love this. From your number one hit music station in Kano, 96.9 Cool FM. It's the 4Play Podcast.
Good day, ladies and gentlemen. It's about that time where we get to sit down and talk about shit. Welcome to the 4Play Podcast, brought to you by Cool FM Kano.
What a terrible intro. Yeah.
Scratch that, man. Scratch that.
This could work as an intro. There we go. The final episode of the 4Play Podcast is upon us. Yo, before we even get started, let's say thank you so much to you guys for tuning in, for listening. It's been an amazing journey we've had. And today, we're going to be doing sort of like a brief recap of some of the episodes that we have had. In case you haven't listened just yet, yo, check them out. www.coolfm.ng/Kano. The podcast is brought to you by Cool FM Kano. The 4Play Podcast actually started, well, would I say, who can help me out? By the way, the guys are in here. I've got Scarlett, I've got D Talky Talky, and of course KO as
We in the house.
Yes.
Isn't there a song like that?
Of course there is.
We in the house.
What's that song though?
Rock Boys.
Yay, man.
Whoa, Rock Boys.
Don't
by
you
who?
Remember? Is
no, I don't.
Jay-Z and
Jay-Z.
We in the house. Yeah, I remember that song.
But we do remember clearly that we got the 4Play Podcast started on a really, would I say, very intimate note. I think it was sometime in February. And I think it was perfect for us to jump right into that topic because Valentine was just around the corner at the time. We talked about 4Play. And it's expected that we'll talk about something in that light because the name of the podcast is 4Play. And the guys had some really, really interesting takes.
Me, I remember that. Saying on that episode that 4Play, it's not the ultimate. It's not, I mean, you can get over it. You can have good sex without 4Play.
Yep.
It's been many, many months or weeks since I said so and I still stand by it. Great sex doesn't always equal. Course, you know, 4Play first. Yeah. So, but it's equally something you should throw in there every now and again.
Okay, so 4Play, yeah. I wasn't there when this particular episode of the podcast went off, but I do have something to say about 4Play. I feel 4Play is very underrated when it comes to like relationships and stuff because you just see a girl and then the next thing people are kissing. That's the only 4Play some people know. Just kiss and then boom, off points. Finish. There's nothing else that's done to, like, you know, lead into the sex and make it more interesting. I feel like guys in particular should, you know, do something about 4Play. Because some guys don't even know where the clitoris is. So
something
bad.
Very important. I mean, but you know, people would argue, I don't want us to go and start doing 4Play episode again. But people would argue that why is it always the guys? There's a lot more girls or ladies can offer to 4Play. But if you ask a lot of ladies, it's just blowjob. If it ain't blowjob, then what else am I offering? So I think we both need to do some research and do more on 4Play if we have to, by the way.
Yeah.
Agreed.
And by the way, I think I recall KO saying, look, 4Play doesn't have to be physical. You know, it could be reading the room. I don't know if KO has changed his mindset about that.
No. My still remains, right? My views have not changed, yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, the next episode was when we talked about cancel culture. Yo, this one was heated. Bam!
Okay.
And yo, I'm thinking to myself, did the thing, I didn't think it happened, right? Will Smith and
Chris Rock.
Yeah, did it happen when that episode dropped?
No.
So yes, that's probably going to be like maybe a reference at this point. Let's cancel this guy for slapping dude. You know, he was a mess. Da-da-da-da-da-da. He kind of like self-canceled himself, by the way. Courtesy of, you know, him saying, I'm done with this. I don't need y'all to be the ones to judge me. I'm just going to go back into my shell. And I saw the little video that he did, you know, explaining everything. So it got me thinking, if you own up to cancel culture, does it make the effect maybe a little less? Does it make it less hitting?
In the video, he's apologizing to Chris Rock. I believe it's a sincere apology. It has nothing to do with cancel culture. If you felt you did wrong, you apologize to someone, that's fine. So I don't think he's doing it because he's feeling the impact of cancel culture. I still feel the thing doesn't exist. It's just a myth that people keep in their minds. Because if a person has fans, the only way you can cancel the person is if you can cancel their fans. And businesses are looking for money. So if everybody wants to see Will Smith, who is that person that is so holy that will say, oh, I got to put you in my movie, even though the fans want to see you, but I'm canceling you because you slapped somebody?
I mean, I remember we talking a little bit about, you know, how do you even draw the line when it comes to this whole cancel culture thing? It's like
so hypocritical.
Yeah, it's quite hypocritical. You, one person can do one thing and get away with it. Another person can do less than that, and it's like they're opening a whole kind of something.
Well, like this portable issue, right? Where he's been taken. I mean, we had a conversation, myself and KO, during the show, and he brought up the guy who came out to say, okay, most of the people who are still nominated for the headies have done worse than Portable have done, but then they are still nominated for the headies, and Portable has been cancelled, or should I say disqualified. So I think it's just industry thingy.
Who else? If Burner Boy?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Is he as serious as Portables?
My God, attempted murder.
No. That's left for the police to investigate now, right?
Exactly. The same as Portables.
Portable was disqualified because the thing is under investigation.
Exactly.
It's the same thing.
But it got me thinking, it's not like it's Burner Boy who shot somebody, was he? Let's understand the concept behind it. So it was not Burner Boy who pulled a trigger.
Of course not.
So
what
happens if I'm guiding you and I work with the Nigeria police and I'm the one who pulls the trigger to defend you? Who is held responsible?
Who was allegedly defending him?
The police. The shot that K rang off, according to reports, was courtesy of Burner Boy's person.
So the point is, the thing is under investigation.
Yeah.
Just as Portables. We don't know what happened.
No, here's the thing.
The thing with Portables is that Portable made a video and posted, he said that he was going to do this thing.
Exactly.
You guess? Okay. But like with the Burner Boy issue, Burner Boy can get away with it because he wasn't the four person in
didn't
front
Portable
of
Portable say he was referring to his 1 million fans?
I mean, he did say he's the one who put the 1 million fans. No, he said himself. Yes. Burner Boy was just probably in that situation. No one said Burner Boy pulled the trigger. That so he's not a direct investigation. So why in the world?
They
will not disqualify him.
It's all politics at the end of the day. If a girl came out and said, she just said Burner Boy raped her, a lot of people would have said, oh my goodness, let's cancel him without any evidence. So the way they decide who gets canceled or not is always flawed. The other one that is very interesting, that is very recent, is the Beyonce one. You guys are talking about how she's doing a Me Too police?
Yeah.
Investigating everyone involved in the Renaissance album.
Then here comes Khalees saying that Pharrell cheated her off her royalties and whatnot, and is sampling her on Beyonce. So is she going to cancel him now? Like, how do you decide? And she, Khalees is calling her out for saying, she's talking about women empowerment. Mm-hmm. But here is a woman in the industry that was done dirty by a producer that you're working with.
You really cannot investigate as deep as you would want to. At the end of the day, yeah. And then you could cancel them and probably tell them, you know what, my next project, I'll throw you aside.
Oh my goodness.
It's Cool FM Kano's 4Play Podcast.
R&B music, dead or alive. By the way, have we heard anything interesting
dead.
Since then up until now?
Dead.
KO is nodding his head. Which one now?
Yeah, man. Brent Fires.
You make mention of Brent Fires.
And the other thing, the funny thing is, after we did that podcast, I went back to listen to Frank Ocean's album Blonde, and I was regretting that I hadn't listened to it before the podcast. So I still stand by that, because there's this notion that people have, because I'm not following this type of music, is dead. It's very flawed, especially at the time we're living in. People find music from different avenues and stuff. So if it's not on your radar, don't just say, it's dead.
But there's also something of majority. I mean, if the number of people that used to vibe or fuck with R&B has gone down because there are not so many artists who are, you know, keeping to the genre, you know, we can't exactly say it's dead, but it's dying. So we have a right to say so, because it's a lot of us. And I mean, I feel like numbers do count when it comes to things like this. We even said it before, there's much more money in different genres now than R&B. People are pumping money into it, so it's becoming more popular, and less R&B is getting less popular. Doesn't mean there's no R&B albums, but I still think it's dwindling, man. It's going down.
Did you guys see the report about, I think, the biggest song in the US of last year? I swear we played that song maybe only once on the radio. This country artist that featured Lil Durk, I've forgotten his name. The point is, you can't follow all the numbers. You think you're following. There are Nigerians who feel like Wizkid is the only big artist in the world, because that's the only thing they are listening to. So I feel like it's
award shows. I mean, we were there when was it Beck that won that album?
Exactly. That's so, we're like, who is this guy?
Yeah, so
that particular, I had to go listen to Brother Man. What in the world? How did we miss this?
I feel like, you know, this R&B thing, why I would say it's kind of dead is because even the songs you hear these days that are supposedly R&B don't really sound like R&B anymore. Like, if you listen to real R&B music of like then and you listen to the R&B music now,
move on with the times.
You know, it doesn't sound like it. So if we're talking about like R&B, R&B.
R.I.P.
Nah. Nah.
It was, R.I.P. R&B. It was funny because on that episode, that was the thing that Eric was saying, that it doesn't sound like R&B. But if you use that same logic, it's like saying Drake is not sounding like KRS-One, so hip-hop is dead. You know, it's that same purist mentality that the genre has to evolve.
It has to.
If you check out Chris Brown is doing R&B.
But then again, can we keep the initial elements that made that music, that made the music as definitive as it used to? So we don't lose it in the process and then we cannot find it anymore.
Maybe they should go back to sing only about this sex. That's just all they were singing about.
I mean, we want to see someone in the rain. Someone that is...
The entire expression that comes with,
we want to see that.
I miss that, but anyway.
Yes, that bald head like Joe. Yes.
Yo.
And then, you know, the part where it comes, use that baritone voice, you know, I want to really bomb, you know?
Yo.
Roll it. Anyways, we tried as well on episode 4 to take a look at Sex on the First Date.
What was our
conclusion, right?
At the end of the day, right? Sex on the first date doesn't define anything at all. The purest, I mean, if you're looking at purity of heart or whatever that is, could go out on the first date and it might lead to sex. It doesn't mean they're spoiled or they're bad people.
Yeah.
For many years, we had too many negative things to say about sex on the first date.
Sure.
And it got to the point where girls began to see it like it's a mark of being cheap. So it's something we started. Times have moved on now. Yeah. So we're trying to correct it.
I don't even think anybody cares these days because, like,
if it happens, it happens.
Yeah, man.
No, y'all be dragging
us. I mean, people are on the, internet saying Ashao vibes. So what are you saying?
I remember on that episode we were talking about, and I said, look, it's important for the ladies to also come clean if you want this sex thing to happen. You know, you can instigate the process. We can just assist you. But it's because most times it's the guys who are coming forth and putting this thing on the table. It looks like we're Ashao. And in all honesty, we just want something. So
all of us.
Can you please just match our energy and let's move on? And speaking about moving on, we talked about, anyway, we asked the question if we felt like flirting was to be considered cheating.
Oh no!
Detox would never go back on that.
Oh, I still stand by it.
Detox would never go back. Flirting is cheating. It is cheating.
No, it's not. I remember saying flirting could be the reason why you may not even be cheating. Like, we need to categorize and put flirting in a different place than what cheating is. Mm-hmm. I mean, some people are unable to hold themselves, so flirting could lead to cheating. But if you can hold yourself and do it right,
what?
Flirting is the reason why you're not even cheating, because you could be cheating, but you have chosen to flirt only and leave it at that.
No!
Okay, that's a lot to unpack right now.
Stay right here on the 4Play Podcast.
You're still listening to the 4Play Podcast. We're trying to wrap out season 1. This is episode 13 and we're taking a look at previous episodes. Wouldn't be a bad idea for you to go listen out because we had so much to say on these episodes. They are available on our website, www.coolfm.ng/Kano. In the meantime, you can check out some very interesting clips as well on our social media platforms, TikTok, Twitter, and Instagram at CoolFMKano and facebook.com/CoolFMKano. Now on episode 6. Matter of fact, guys, this was actually the longest episode. We're talking for 29 minutes trying to break down the bro code.
Ooh. Yama yama. Yama.
Ah, look, we've not been able to edit it. We've not been able to, you know, it's mental, it's in our heads.
The bro code. Like,
yo,
the code
we cannot
itself.
Even tell you what the number of a particular code, but we know that it is in there somewhere. Because if we publish it, ladies, we are going to be dragged.
Yeah. We almost know all people's bro code.
What?
We know almost all bro code.
You know, girls always think bro code automatically means if your guy is cheating, don't tell. I mean, there's a lot more to bro code.
I know that there are a lot more to bro code.
The more you say. She's getting somewhere with this conversation.
I know most of the bro code, that they all suck.
Yeah, wow.
Just that some
that
of
means
them.
The guy who has
no,
betrayed
no.
us.
No, the good thing is that there are some bro codes that for the guys. That is because it's not all the bro codes that are necessarily for like to protect the guys from girls. They're also bro codes to protect guys from guys, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So those ones probably make sense, but the other ones, yeah, yeah, yama yama.
We also try to analyze wife material and how many yards it take for you to get that ring. Okay.
I am lugging myself out of this podcast.
No, hell to the no, because I was going to ask you. How many yards do you think you are, by the way?
Me?
Yes.
Ooh, yeah. I have no idea.
I mean, but who decides the yards, though? Can you say on your own that you are certain yards, say maybe a husband material or wife material, or is left for the other person to say, okay? And it all depends on what the person is looking for, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If what I'm looking for is a girl who can give me doggy date a night, mm-hmm. once I meet that one, oh, this is my wife material.
That's
it. Doesn't matter if you're sleeping in church or you're the best at cooking or this. For a certain person, all they want is ta-ta-ta. And if they're getting, you're doing it right, it could be their wife material.
Generally, I say 1,000 yards, right? 500 would be for good cooking skills. The other 500 is, you know, how well you can ta-ta.
Candyman cool.
K.O. also tried as much as possible to, you know, dispute the fact that you need a male bestie. When we had that conversation sometime in June, K.O. said, I can still recall. You know what, in the words of K.O., let's hear from you. let me not misconstrue. The male bestie.
Female bestie?
Yeah. A girl having a guy as
her best
friend.
Oh, okay, male bestie. Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
I think you gave us a really interesting story back then.
I can't remember what the story was. But basically, you know, I was just saying that, you know, the idea that people would become a girl's friend as a way of dating her, it shouldn't bother anybody, because I feel like any guy who uses that route is still playing himself. Because it's like, man, you're being a pussy. Man up, you've been playing undercover agent all this while. You know, the girl won't even have much respect. The girl won't have much respect for the guy if he's not being sincere like that. And the girls are very perceptive. I don't know how those things work. So I don't feel it's something that... And then, yeah, there are more advantages to keeping your female friend as your friend. And sleeping with her, you have other options outside.
Why gave us some really interesting stories about a friend of yours who's a lady who was doing like
riding for you and stuff.
Holding it down.
I've had that experience even more than once. You know,
wow.
Female
who
friends.
Are your? What introduced me to your female friends, sir?
Yo, you got it.
So these are people who root for you. Like you're chasing your. I feel like guys, we always there's that low key competition even with your friends and all of that. But if you're a guy, you're going through tough situations financially, there's a way your female friend can support you that your homeboy won't support you, because maybe we be men now, you know, that kind of thing. There's that compassion that you don't get from your male buddy.
Period.
And then we try to break down open marriages, if they should be a thing that we should be practicing here in Nigeria. And I recall saying, look, with all the documents you have to sign in the abroad, it's going to be tough for us to practice that down here. So, has anything changed as regards
open marriages? Detox loved the option of open marriage.
Yeah, well, no, what I remember what I said was was the fact that it's not something that is common amongst young couple, because when it's in the love, see the shark. So it's like if you bring up the idea of open marriage, it's like throw that out the window.
No,
you know?
I just want only you and you alone. Know?
But when people get older, it's something that they may consider if they spend many years in it and they're seeking happiness elsewhere. And sometimes, you know, it might seem like you guys have been together for 40 years and at this stage, it's hard. It's just one problem or another. However, if this woman was able to get something from outside, she probably would be happier. And if you got a younger girl, you'd be happier. Maybe you guys could consider having an open marriage.
You're listening to the 4Play Podcast.
You know, the funny thing that just, you know, came to my mind right now, I'm thinking like 40 years, you're not the only one in the picture any longer. There are kids now. So like if I was like my parents now have been married for that period of time, and then my dad's not like, oh, so we decided that your mother's gonna have like outside boyfriend and I'm gonna have outside girlfriend. Like your kids are going to be like, what? That's disgusting. For me, it is disgusting, because like, huh?
It's for them to decide now. You guys are their kids. They're the ones to tell you what to do.
Ew.
Like the African home, I mean, yellow. Matter of fact, you'll be lucky if they even tell you, sit you down, want to have a conversation. Yes, you probably just see a different dude in the house. You're wondering, where is this guy from? We also took a look at the Nigerian foreign music collaborations. We've had quite a look. I've lost count at this point. I can't even keep up because they just keep coming.
Oh, man, but coming. Do you remember years ago when this was such a big deal?
Ah, my brother.
International collaborations was just such a thing. Mm-hmm. Even the ones that would not count now as international collabs, we used to brag about them.
Yep.
But now it's like they're looking for us. They're mm-hmm. looking for African artists. Afrobeats has caught fire.
It has.
So everybody wants to be on to bite a little bit of it. So these are good times for Nigerian music or African music.
And some people are actually raising concerns about Tems, courtesy of some of the, you know, samples and, you know, underground vocals that she's had, saying, look, maybe we're not quite there just yet. She seems to be having, you know, mentions, especially on the Beyonce album. She had just a couple seconds on there. Take a look at what's his name now, Future. I think she was not on the video, you know. Quite, of course, there will be downsides to some of these collaborations. Some people said, nah, if you want to throw her on there, put her on there. We want to see her being represented. And I'm like, yo, that's the other person's music, right? They deciding what direction to go.
That's Tems decides, right?
No, the person who is bringing Tems on.
And even Tems decides. She has no problem with it. She's doing the features.
I mean, at this point, she'll probably just hug us as much as possible.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, she would. And then, of course, there's the Drake. Has everybody forgotten Fountains? She was featured. She was prominent on that song. Yeah. So let the artist decide what they want, how much of her they want. She decides.
And
much
she's on the movie as well. I mean, she's the one who sang the song on this Wakanda.
Now
Forever.
That's a problem again. She did a rendition of someone else's song, so I don't know. Would that fly?
Well, Bob Marley, she's not the first person.
Yo, that is fire.
She's not the first person to do a rendition of another person's song.
Would you prefer
though?
She does an original though, right?
I think the song suits the movie.
It does,
and her voice suits the song that suits the movie. So like, it just makes it all just makes sense.
So it's a W all through.
Yeah, true.
All right, moving on. Prostitution versus hookup.
No way.
Are they different or the same?
Hook up is a upgraded prostitution.
Prostitution that went to
Harvard.
I think that was pretty much straight to the point. Yeah. And then last time out, we took a look at the Love That Mini album put out by Burna Boy. Yeah. I remember KO saying, look, we need a couple weeks to listen to it to be able to decide your favorite record on there. So let's see if that has changed. I mean, you've had an extra, 2 weeks?
Man, the album, I still stand by what I said. The first half is so amazing. And my favorite song keeps changing amongst those ones that I like. Mm. So last time I said Cloak and Dagger, now it's Vanilla. Like, Vanilla is such an underrated song, man. The boy is good, but I feel there were too many songs. 19 is very ambitious. 19 tracks.
Yeah.
Could have just done 12.
So Dogu now, Burna Boy.
Exactly. You get.
You know when you try to do that international thing where 7 albums or 7 tracks doesn't just cut it anymore. You have to put out something at least from 13, 15 thereabouts.
13 would have been good.
Yeah, you know, but really 13 could have been nice too.
Yeah.
But he went all out with a lot more songs. But I mean, I still like the one with J-Hus.
Cloak and Dagger.
But I'm still waiting for when Science will become such a big deal.
I remember you mentioned that. Let's hope that it becomes one. It's
I'm
going
still
to be
standing
better
by Burna. Wild Dreams.
Well, Last is probably doing better right now. I see the numbers going super crazy. Congratulations to him and, of course, all others who put out projects. On episode 13, guess what? We talked about episode 1 to episode 12. And ladies and gentlemen, it's a wrap on the 4Play podcast. Let's get our goodbyes from around the house, starting with D-Talk.
We'll take a little break before we return for season 2.
Let's go.
There's a lot more issues to talk about, though, but we'll take some time off. But, I mean, it's been happy doing this. Let's do it again after some time.
KO.
We out for now. We'll be back.
Scarlett.
Ciao.
We'll see you some other time. Don't forget to check out other episodes. It's very key. It's on our website, www.coolfm.ng/Kano. Until we come your way. No, that's a terrible way to get this thing out of the way. Yo, we done. Mm-hmm. Peace.
The 4Play Podcast from your number one hit music station in Kano, 96.9 Cool FM.